watch it and go on. Give me where me want, make me go on. Give me where me want, make me go on.
Top of the hour, this is Frankie Dance, Old Paul in the Box. They have to come a wee. The original song from back in the days on the Jazz Bill label. Bringing up all the reggae fans down here in Portland, Oregon. This is the new voice on the radio, Frankie Dance, Old Paul.
Frankie B. Rule, and I mean, you have the tools.
Volcano label, it's Frankie Dance Old Paul, blazing up a storm. Worries in the dance. I'd like to say hello to some people who are in the studio today. My managers, Alex and Eliman Jiba. And also, Jamikes. Never spare. In case you're just joining in, it's Frankie Dance Old Paul with Michelle and Teresa, on the box, on the radio station, blazing it for the nation. Worries in the dance, worries, worries in the dance, worries there, worries in the dance. Frankie Dance Old Paul, Worries in the Dance on the Volcano label. Shining bright. On the box, number 102 is Teresa and Michelle. Blazing the music from Frankie Dance Old Paul from back in the days until now.
That's right. We're going to hit you with a whole ton right there. We had, of course, Worries in the Dance, as the man himself let you know. Come in at a dance. That's what we touched on before that.
That's right.
We heard Give the People what we Want and Taking Over. And, of course, Ram Dance Hall, because that is what Mr. Frankie Dance Hall Paul is paid,
I'm all about.
Is paid to do. That's right.
That's right. He is here in the studio this week, Jamaican dance hall legend, Frankie Paul. Frankie, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just feeling the vibes.
Are the vibes right?
Yes, the vibes is correct.
Well, we want to educate our listeners today about all kinds of stuff. So let's just start from the beginning and give them a brief history of how you started out and how you got into music.
I was born and given the name Paul Blake by my mom and my dad, who are now deceased, God rest their souls. And I went to the Salvation Army School for the Blind in Kingston, St. Andrew, Jamaica. At one point, Stevie Wonder came and visited us, and he brought a new thermofoil braille copy machine. And I was the one they pushed on stage to sing, I can see clearly now, rain stop fall. And everyone in the audience was clapping and enjoying it. And Stevie said to me, Paul, I want you to keep it up. Yes, and everything will be okay. I've never had any problems in a studio, on stage, or anywhere. Yeah, but at first I didn't recognize that to be paid was the key goal, in this music business. Then later on I realized, and people told me that I should collect sign contracts and all that. I got managers who I refused, and because they weren't doing the work properly. And now I'm in a new camp, getting ready to start again. Not even starting again, getting ready to touch the road again.
Right, I don't think you've ever stopped.
I have never stopped. All these years of living in the Gambia, I have never stopped. I've been traveling back and forth, going all over the world, performing, doing my stuff, making drops for radios, making people hear this big voice. You're listening to 107.5 WBLS.
But of course they're listening to 90.7 KBOO FM.
That's right. So every time I do an interview, I have to leave a drop for the station and for the host of the shows. Yeah. And right now we're looking at getting back on the road, doing some tours, and I have a new album to be out soon called Envy Arena. Yes. While I was driving, coming down here, I forgot to bring the flash drive so you could hear a piece of it. But I'll send it to you.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a CD you put out maybe a year or so ago called Visions.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's really sweet.
Oh, the one with the remake of Dennis Brown songs?
No.
There's another one.
It's got Glory, God Is Real, Anne Marie, Big Things.
Oh.
Frankie, how many albums do you have?
I think I have about 78 albums now.
Good night.
He's not exaggerating, people.
No, I'm not exaggerating. It's Gregory Isaac first, Dennis Brown second, and I'm third.
Yeah. And you're still going.
I'm still going. I think I'm going to take over and be first later on.
So with recording, how did you start out? What early producers did you work with?
The early producers that I've worked with was High Times Records, the first ones. And then I worked for Channel One, Jumbo. I worked for a whole host of producers. I can't even remember some of their names, but whenever I hear the music, it just comes up and I say, this was recorded by XYZ.
Yes. When you were at the early High Times, was that Chinna Smith?
Chinna Smith, that's right.
Right on.
Chinna Smith, Bertram Brown, God rest his soul, and Teddy Reynolds.
Nice.
I know you also did your album Studio One with Coxon.
Oh.
I turn that over and look at the credits, and it has you as the drummer, you play the bass, and you play the keyboards.
I play every instrument on that album.
So how does that work?
Well, it works like this. We make the rhythm first, and then the song comes in my head. And when it comes in my head, I just go into the voice box and say, "All right, Jackson, ready." And Jackson would let the engineer start recording, and I do a song, and then the next one goes on, and I do a song. Later on, I just listen back to it and send it to my, the people that's controlling the royalty, ASCAP, mm-hmm. and
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how it is.
What instruments do you play? I know I've seen you play the piano on stage. Do you play anything else on stage?
I play drums on stage and piano on stage, not guitar or the blowing instrument. I just prefer to play the piano and the drums.
Wow.
And I do a wonderful job at it, too.
You know, really, just a couple days ago, a young man from California, James Lord, that now lives in Jamaica, and he does a lot of work in the reggae industry. He's been in rooms when you've come in and sat down, and he said you could pump out a rhythm in 3 or 4 minutes, and it was like that you were top-notch, you know? And
that's the magic of it.
Well, the crazy thing for me, Frankie, is that I have always considered you a singer-singer. Like, you are just one of the great voices
Thank
out
you.
There.
Thank
You're
you.
Very welcome. So now I'm quite shocked to understand that not only are you really tops of a singer, of a vocalist,
yes,
you play all the instruments.
All
if
the
you
instruments,
like.
Yeah.
That's really, truly amazing.
I get a joy out of it. It makes me feel very wonderful to play all the instruments in my new songs and in my old songs. And it makes me want to carry on doing this forever.
Right. Well, were you trained at all, or were you
no,
like a lot
I
of musicians?
By ear.
Yep, I was going to say, a lot of musicians, they can pick up anything by ear.
I learned by ear.
Wow.
But then I had, in school, I had a guidance music teacher. Her name is Sheila James, and God bless her. Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know certain things about music. Yes, she sat there and she said, "No, Paul, that's wrong. Play it again." And I played again and she said, "This is the way you messed up." And she showed it to me. She was not hard on me, but I enjoyed every bit of her treatment, her teaching.
And so much so you still know her name and probably always will, yeah?
Always will.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because I think I'll be living until about, I have 250 more years to go.
Nice.
How does that translate into albums again?
Yeah.
I think it will be a million by time and more.
You did a lot of work in the dance halls,
yes,
back in the day in Jamaica as well. Is this,
yes,
true?
Yes.
Which sounds did you like to be with?
The sound systems?
Yeah.
I like to be with the King Jammies sound system, Black Scorpio, Youthman Promotion, Tika Music from Montego Bay, Electro Force from Montego Bay, Pieces International Sound from Montego Bay, Terragraph, Echo Vibration, and all them. There's a lot of sound systems in Jamaica.
Yes, there are. And you have a great memory.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Would you like to give our listeners a little example of how it goes when the DJ plays a rhythm and you,
yes,
just kind of ride over it?
Let it roll.
Let it roll. Here we go. Frankie Dance Hall Paul.
Ooh, boy. Na 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 na, whoa yeah, I jam we come fi jam it up, ram we come fi ram it up, ram up say shine. In a dancehall style, whoa boy, ram we come fi ram it up, I jam we come fi jam it up. Nice up, say shy. And in a dancehall style, hey, Michelle, drop the rhythm, drop it for me, and make me sing a song I read. The reason make the people them skank on them throw when them hear this a flow. Donkey want what I better hold him though. Tita told me say all in a row. Galang, 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 and skank it up, skank it to the great and easy. A jam we coffee, jam it up, a ram we coffee, ram it up, ram obsession, yeah, ram obsession, I know, yeah. Jam we coffee, jam it up, jam, come to jam it, ram obsession, yeah. I'm obsession, and everybody feeling irate. Let me hear you irate. I'm saying irate. I'm obsession. Everybody in the studio say irate. Say irate. Why make them come and gather round and hear the sound? It's the champion sound. If we ain't no gal, we ain't no clown. You so you gotta stick around. And the real thing, the real ragamuffin, ragamuffin dancehall man in the town. Portland, Oregon, Eugene, get ready. Yeah, jam we go, jam it up. Around we go, we round it up. come on, say shine, say shine, say shine. Whoa, jam it up, ram it up, cock it up, lick it up, boom it up. Oh yeah, jam with Jago, jam from a dot till dawn. Call Sister Caroline, call Sister Dan. Sister Sharon have the key for the lock. And he never look back. Jam, 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 jam. Run, jam, session. Ain't nobody can do it like me. I'm the great F.B. in a style. Way up in the age and still going strong, strong.
Yes, Frankie Paul live in the KBOO studios right now for you. You thinking we dropped a record? We dropped Version, and that was Frankie singing live at KBOO Portland.
That's right. This is Shocks of Sheba on your community radio station. We're glad to have you along. And now getting back to Frankie. Frankie, what's the state of dancehall music right now? How do you feel about it?
The state of dancehall music has been changed. Over the years, they haven't kept up to the quality that we give. But now it's a turnaround. It's going to be turning around soon. As soon as I get into my studios in Jamaica called Coffee Walk, we're going to blaze the original music for the people. Yeah.
I'm looking forward.
Well, I'll send you some songs from Coffee Walk, some music from Coffee Walk that I've done in the lab of Coffee Walk, and it's now getting ready to go out on the street.
Awesome.
As I told you, the new album is called In the Arena. Something like, Mia profamina di big, big arena. Ina mi jeans a mi marina. I dance with the girl named Regina. Mi have a son dong a Gambia named Tala, Tala. Ina di big, big arena. Ina mi jeans a mi marina. I dance with the girl named Regina. Me have a son down a Gambia named Alima, Lima. Take up the mic, a boom, boom, boom. Girl, them there, a boom, boom, boom. Lick us a laugh, boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. A big, big music, boom, boom, boom. Pan the radio station, boom, boom, boom. Nice be nice and gone, gone, gone. Ina the big, big arena. Ina me jeans and me marina. I dance with me. You see, what happened is, these new artists nowadays, they are not thinking properly. Music is supposed to go like a story. You have to have a storyline to it. It doesn't make sense if you're doing music and it doesn't have a composition, a storyline to it. It sounds like nothing without a storyline.
And I really appreciate that what you do and your dance hall vibes are up, full, positive, want people to just, you know, hug up a friend and dance.
That's right.
Get a, you know, a little dragon style. Enjoy yourself.
That's the
but
reality of it.
But now it's like murder music in the dance hall. Yeah. Murder hall.
I'm telling you. That's the beauty of it. When you can have music that people will get up off their seat and hug their one another and dance on the dance floor. And then say, give me more of that artist. Yeah? Yep. And they get more. The DJ feels so good when they say that.
Why is it you're such a great singer, but you're considered a dance hall artist, where there's a lot of great singers from your era who are not really considered dance hall artists? What's the difference?
I do dance hall lovers rock. Yes? Mm-hmm. Dance hall lovers rock is like the fire to the music. Yes? It's a desire that you can't miss. It's something that, when you put it on the turntable or in the CD machine and it starts and you hear the rhythm and then you hear the voice, you say, oh my gosh, where was this guy? Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, differently from other artists that came around in my era, they were really dancehall artists, but sometimes they strayed away from the activities of dancehall. Yeah? Dancehall music is like Lika se laugh and the food it have, ganja pipe bone Babylon, them a run. Eh? War is in the dance. War is tonight. That doesn't mean that there was fighting and stuff going on. It means that people get so excited that they start dropping the bottles on the floor, and then the police have to come and say, oh, don't do that. I know you're drunk, but don't do it.
Well, that song particularly, I know it's Worries in the Dance. We just played the 7-inch, but we also have different versions of it where it is titled War is in the Dance. Is that just a misprint?
Misprint, yeah.
Okay. So you're living in the Gambia now? Is that true?
I'm living in the Gambia, but when I'm in America, Eugene is going to be my home base.
Nice.
Yeah. What Gambia, they love me so much that no day would pass when they don't hear Frankie Paul music on the radios. The radios are storming Frankie Paul music every single day. Even the kids in my area, you should hear them. Pass the cushion bang, pass it over. Someone even said, pass the chicken pen. And I said, darling, it's not chicken pen, it's cushion pen.
Where did that word come from?
Cushion pen. Driving on the way from Negril, we just did a show at Three House Club back in the days. And we were driving back to go to Montego to the big house in Bogue Hill. And I said to my friend, Briggy, you have any cushion pen leave at the yard? The driver said, what? Will you call, sir? Briggy said, no mind, man. Me no way, my talk. No up there at the yard, man. When you reach, we roll up a spliff and gear. So from that day until now, everybody talking about cushion pen because they heard it on the radio. I did two cuts of cushion pen. One for this guy in Canada called George, and one for Channel One, because they were so, you know when people get jealous when they hear good music and they want it to be on their label? Same thing that goes to Alicia. Mm-hmm. I did it for Fatis Burrell, and then George Banks said to me, he doesn't care if I did it for the Queen. He wants me to do it over on this rhythm, on the Greetings rhythm. So I did it over on the Greetings rhythm, and both Alicia's, one on that boom, picky, dong, tuku, wiki, boom, boom, and the other on the Greetings rhythm. Both of them were kind of making disturbance in the dance because people don't know which one to play and get along to. So if they draw the one on it, boom, tiki, boom, boom, yiku, boom, boom, they're going to say, we want the other one too.
Right.
And I surely enjoyed to hear people all over the world relaxing, listening to both Alicia's, and then they call me and say, Frankie Paul, you know, I love that song, Alicia, you know. I wish you could record it in slow style. I've gotten offers to make it in R&B and to make it in slow jam. And I said, no, let the reggae play on.
Well, I'd be lying if I didn't say we've been singing this at my house.
Oh.
I know this girl around the block. She named Teresa.
My God.
All she feed upon is pure ganja and heavy rhythm.
Woo! That's a new one. I got to do that for you, Teresa.
Okay.
I got to do that one for you. Most definitely.
And only Frankie Paul could get me to sing on a microphone live over the radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's my true. God.
Frankie, are you always writing songs? Do you have songs right now that you're in process?
Always writing songs. Always in my... You see, when I sit down and I rock like this, music comes to my brain and lyrics comes there fast. Just like the other day I was in Gambia. And I was playing a song, and my boy said, yo, D, that body. So I said, you think so? Listen to this. The tune body, FP body, girl body, them sadi. The girl, they ma kick up on a reel and a go on some way, way, way. The tune body, FP body, some gladdy, some sadi. The girl, they ma kick up on a reel and a go on some way, 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 way. Na, 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 Jamaican girls, they're irate. Na, 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 Gambian girls, they're ready. And they said to me, what a, oh, you're so good and quick. You did that so fast. We just said to you, the tune body, and look what you did to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right in time. Well, you know, earlier I dropped the version, and the vocal to that was actually Weed Without Seed,
yes.
But you went on just off the top of your head and made a whole new song to that rhythm. So very, very cool. And it is true that I've heard that you're really well known and well thought of in the Gambia.
Yes.
And I've also heard, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that you perform at the president's birthday
yes,
party every
always,
year.
Yes, always, every year.
That's amazing.
Every year.
He's a big fan, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A big fan.
Nice.
When I start singing Pax the Kushung Peng, he gets up and start dancing. And I said, Mr. President, Kasumai. And he said, Kasumai Kip. And I said, Njelati Jo Bote. That's saying to him, hello, and he said, hello. And I said to him, I don't want to leave this place.
Mm, nice.
Yeah. And so I thank the Almighty for all that he has done for me to be out here on the road and doing good music for the good people.
Yeah. And you look healthy. You sound healthy. So health is good.
Thanks to Alex and Eleman.
Yeah, they're feeding you good.
Feeding me good. 24 hours of the day I'm eating.
Excellent.
eating. Because, you know, I was out of commission for a little while. I was in the hospital taking care of some sickness that I had, diabetes and pinched nerve. That let me not want to go out and do my work, but I'm ready.
Right. Nice.
I'm ready now.
Yeah, and you sound good, brother.
Thank you.
All right, well, how about if we get to a track here from this CD I was talking about, Visions.
Yes.
And then we're gonna come back and talk to Frankie some more, maybe get some more music. Does that sound all right?
Yep.
Okay, you're listening to Shocks of Sheba, everyone, on KBOO. Frankie Paul, legendary Jamaican vocalist, is at the station. And right now we're going to get to something fairly new from
Cable here. Radio with Michelle and Teresa. Blazing it up. Whoa, yeah. On the Jammers label. Musical explosion.
I don't wanna be no rude boy.
Frankie Dance Hall Paul.
I don't wanna end up like no criminal. I don't wanna go to no jailhouse. Why?
Why?
Cause I will end up like Cat and Mouse. It's me coming with a musical explosion.
Jamaicans that are in Portland, this is Frankie Dance All Four.
It's a musical explosion. Comfy run of the session. Yeah. Now go run the street day and night.
Now go run the lane and go rock no fight.
No way.
Never do that.
Now trouble of that. I'm well on the side like dynamite.
Hey,
musical explosion. I'm on come for run of the session. Yes, we're coming with a musical explosion. I'm on come for run of the session.
In case you didn't know, Frankie Dancehall Paul was one of the top artists from King Jammer's label, doing all these styles.
Hear me now.
Wicked!
If you deal with badness, you don't stand a chance.
Never! So I'll fight while you better go mass.
You got to be up for becoming a the class.
Well, oh, yeah.
Cause we know what the bigger boss. Musical explosion.
Musical explosion.
I'm uncomfortable. rhyme of the session.
Ooh,
these are musical explosions.
Music.
I'm on comfy rock the nation.
Rock it up and stack it up.
Sound of Frankie Dancehall Paul, Don't Wanna Be No Rude Boy. It's called Musical Explosion on the King Jammers label, playing here on the KABU radio.
You got that right. And now, Frankie, from the stacks of wax in our record racks, hit this one.
Israel, we going home. I'm glad I found Gambia.
Yeah.
So go like this. From the east to the west, him I say we are the best. Tear up the S up a song, why just lay them to rest, yeah. Gambia, we're going home. Mount Zion is the place where we belong. Gambia, we're going home. Mount Zion, where we belong, yeah. No hypocrites, nah, no parasites. No, we don't want them there. For we are his people, we're sheep of his pastors. Oh, I'm glad I'm there. Sing along, Eliman. Israel, we're going home. Mount Zion, we got to be there. Alex, Gambia, we're going home. I know Michelle and Teresa is gonna be there. Don't forget Jamaica at the control tower, each and every hour. Take your bars, bars, no, no, dancer. Strictly what we deal with. And the lovers rock. Got the lovers grooving, grooving, grooving. Gambia, we're going home. Zion, I, we should be there. Israel, we're going home. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh. What's the style? What's the flex? Some why get text, them no hear nothing yet. The style and the flex, put it on CD and your cassette. Flash drive, put it in your computer, and you'll never forget. Remember, it's Frankie Dancehall Paul. It's real, we're going. Gambia, we're coming. Coming, 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 coming for sure. Senegal, Ghana, Ethiopia, Nigeria. All the places in Africa we're going. When we're done with the Caribbean, we mash it up and we stack it up. Then we rock it up. Remember, there's more to the game. I know the score, you know the role by now. Yeah. Frankie Paul is in Portland on the KABU radio station. As you know, as you know, as you know, as you know. Oh.
Fine style. That sounded just great. As you can see, you've built quite an audience here, Frankie.
I see that. I can see that.
Yep.
Joining us in the studio, it's Frankie Paul, Jamaican lovers rock sensation.
And nowadays they say, Frankie Paul, Jamaica's TV wonder, the old Gaga Isle.
They call you Jamaica Stevie Wonder for more than your vision. They call you that because of your singing and your music, right?
That's right.
Your musicianship.
That's right. Yeah. And they call me the old Gaga because I can get around any rhythm, any time, any day.
So you sang for Stevie Wonder as a little whippersnapper. Is it a dream of yours to now, as an adult, collaborate with him in any way?
Of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's in Ghana. I think I will hop down to his place when I get back to Gambia, and we could do a collab there.
See, that would be so cool.
That would
cool.
be so awesome.
Yes, it would. Oh, my God, it would.
Yeah, it will happen. For sure, inshallah.
Well, you're tuned in to Shocks of Sheba, folks, on your community radio station here in Portland, Oregon, KBOO Portland. You didn't bring the Gambian sun, but we forgive you.
I brought it to Oregon, to Eugene.
You did, yeah.
I did bring it to, yeah, of course. Yes, it was very nice there.
It's true.
And I brought a little luck for my managers also.
Nice.
Yes. And we'll keep on bringing the sunshine and the luck and the enjoyment to the people, the listening audience who loves to hear original dancehall music without the cursing and derogativeness in it.
Yeah, we don't need no ugly stuff. And as you can see, you're pure positive and people respond to that.
Yeah.
We've been doing our radio show about 27 years.
Wow.
And this is about as positive and lively as I've ever seen a crowd meet around the air room. So
I'm telling you.
You got vibes for days.
Are you enjoying yourself, people? Yeah, you can hear them in the background.
Yes, I.
Yep.
And some of them, this is their first introduction to you, and they're loving it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you working to get a band together in the area?
I have so many musician friends all over the place, and a lot of them would like to join together with me for any tour I'm doing, the USA, UK, Europe, and Africa.
But for right now?
For right now, we're getting...
For the West Coast, have you put anything together, or are you just going to
pick
up bands as you
can? We're putting something together.
Cool.
We're putting something there. But my friend Rankin's crew and Ginger, they have a little band.
Sure.
And I've worked with them before. They're like my, what you would call it now. I am their little music protege.
They have taken you in.
Yes. Always.
Well, I'm sure you could show them a rope or two.
Oh, they know it. They know it. I've taught them a lot. I've known them for about 20 years now, since I know Rankin's crew and Ginger.
And they you're not kidding. They really are fine musicians. When we were in college, which is now literally over 30 years ago, we had some of their music, and they would come through Corvallis and perform. So they certainly have their chops.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. I love it.
So where do you like to perform? What countries?
In the rural?
Yeah.
I like to perform in Japan. Yeah, one time we performed there and got 85,000 people in the park.
Jeez.
And I like to perform in the UK. Anytime I go to the UK, it's always a sold out for Frankie Paul.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the UK kids, they grew up on my music, and they turn adults now, and they're still listening to Frankie Paul, see what he's got out fresh, and they always tell the radio stations to plug the new tunes that I have. So anytime I go there, I have a show there, it was always off the chain.
Yeah, UK's got, so many West Indians moved there, Jamaicans moved there, so kids grew up with reggae, even though they were living in London or whatnot.
Yeah.
And all from everything I've heard about Japan, it's absolutely crazy.
Oh,
there.
I tell you. Yeah. They even have a Frankie Paul in Japan.
What? They what?
They even have a Frankie Paul in Japan.
Well, explain that.
Okay. The Japanese, they always like to... they love reggae music so much that some of them call themselves Leroy Smart, Gregory Isaac, Frankie Paul, Junior Reed.
They
Junior
imitate.
Delgado. Yeah.
For flattery.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I said to a Japanese promoter one time, when we're coming there, make sure the people knows that this is the original. come in here.
Not the Frankie Paul from down the lane.
No, the original from Jamaica.
Right. Well, that's cool. You know, I mean, imitation is a form of flattery. But yeah. You're the original blueprint, no
that's
carbon.
Right. No carbon.
No carbon.
No carbon copy.
No carbon copy.
Original.
All right. Well, let's get back to another song here. And you're listening to KBOO Portland. We're heard on translators K220HR in Hood River and K282BH Philomath. 90.7 FM, 91.9 FM in Hood River, and 104.3 FM in Corvallis. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Shocks of Sheba. It's just almost 1 o'clock, and we have Frankie Paul here live at the studio.
How are you doing for time? Are you fine? Do you need to get going, or you want to hang out a little longer?
Well, I was planning to go and get some Jamaican food in Portland.
You hungry?
Well, it's lunchtime.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll get this. Let's get back to some more of just mad Frankie Paul music.
Okay. Big things are gone, Frankie Dance Hall Paul for sure, on the Big KBOO Radio with Michelle and Teresa.
All right.
Shocks of Sheba, the program is called, and it's very hot.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
You've definitely heated up the place, I'll say that.
I'm telling you.
So you said as we were playing that last song, you hadn't even heard that one yet. Is that true?
I haven't heard it since I recorded it. This is the first time I hear it. But it's sounding very dancehall, original style.
Literally, as soon as Teresa dropped it, I could see you physically react to it.
Yeah.
It made you happy.
Because I didn't hear it from I recorded it. So it sounded so wonderful in my ear.
Nice.
Yeah, that's from the CD I was talking about. I don't know, maybe it's mislabeled or something, but I know it as Visions. It has a couple real... like it has glory and God is real.
Oh.
You know, it's got some gospel in there.
I've got to find that CD.
I could give this to you and burn a new one.
Oh.
Also, it has a tune on here. It's called Don't Give Up. I've played that a couple weeks ago on our show.
Right. Okay.
On the Naya sound system,
yeah.
Naya Records.
Okay.
Where is that from?
Naya Records is, I think it's UK.
All right. That's a real nice one.
Yeah. My mind brings me back to it. I told you before, whenever I hear the tracks, it brings back memory to when I was in the studio recording it, so I know where it's from.
Right. Wow. You really do have a great memory because you've got music by the score.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I can remember all of them.
That's
all 78 albums.
Wow.
And all 500 singles.
Wow.
I would love to get you back in here someday and make you prove that.
Most definitely.
List them off.
I would do that.
We could play songs and have you sing along and identify them. It would be really fun.
It would be fun.
Okay, Frankie, this came from what LP, what year?
And you just play me the snippet and I say, hey, that's when I was 16 years of age.
Wow, that's awesome.
How old were you when you first started?
I started at the age of, professionally, 11.
Wow.
But I was doing it earlier on in schools, doing at school pantomimes and school dinners and I understand. So I started professionally when I was 11 years of age.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Well, we want to let you get out of here and do get some lunch. Do you have any message for the people before you go?
I'd like to say... to the people of Portland and the people of Oregon and all over the world, to remember to praise God first before anything else. Live loving, peaceful, have a wonderful life until we meet in Jannah.
Thank you so much for being here,
Very
Frankie
much.
Paul.
You're welcome.
You're beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Going out of Cushion Pang on the Volcano label, Henry Jungelaws, Frankie Dancehall Paul. It was recorded at the Harry J Studio in Jamaica. Cushion Pang.
I don't smoke cigarettes, cause it will stop I breath. Yes, yeah. I'm a don't sniff coke, cause it will make I choke. All I smoke is the real Cushion Pang. Cushion Pang make I count from 1 till 10. Pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. Whoa, so pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. Oh, I went undercover just to find my lover. In the kitchen she frying chicken. Meanwhile me have my Cushion Pang. So pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. Oh yeah, pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. See, in the town it's a dollar a stick, in the country it's 50 cents. Me and the brethren sit down on that tree, roll to sniff and eat some food. Eh, pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. Oh yeah, pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. See, oh wait, oh wait, oh wait, oh wait. See, Canadian people love to smoke Cushion Pang. When them smoke Cushion Pang, them have to smoke it again. The London people love to smoke Cushion Pang. When them smoke Cushion Pang, them have to smoke it again. So pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. Wow. See, pass the Cushion Pang, pass it over. Hey, I'm a don't smoke cigarette.
cigarettes, God, it will stop my breath. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm on those sniff coke, God, it will make a joke. All I smoke is the real Kushong Peng. Kushong Peng, make I call from 1 till 10. Pass the Kushong Peng, pass it over. Pass the Kushong Peng, pass it over. See? Chicken, so pass the Kushong Peng, just pass it over. Oh, hey, pass the Kushong Peng, pass it over. Hey, pass the Kushong Peng, pass it over. Oh, see, pass the Kushong Peng, pass it over.